Chapter 28. Brie. I arrived home and the strong smell of stew with basil leaves welcomed me. "I'm in the kitchen," Cindy's sing-song voice called out, chorused by Leo's laughter. "Hey," I said as I scanned the room. "Have you gone to see her yet?" Cindy asked. "See who?" I placed my hand over the wooden frame of the kitchen wall. Cindy set a bowl of rice into the sink, her gaze avoiding mine. Uncle Leo, who was seated in the kitchen, stood up and walked towards me. "I'll leave you two." He patted my shoulder. I couldn't explain where it came from, but anger rose from my stomach. "How could you?" I reprimanded in a whisper at Cindy. "Why come into his life to seek revenge?"
"Coming from you," she said.
"Excuse me?"
"You and your mum didn't want anything to do with him for 15 years, but here you are when you needed him," she replied.
"Are you kidding me?" I crossed my hand over my breast. "It was him that didn't want anything to do with my mum after my dad died, because she was with my stepdad, Daniel."
"Oh," she said as she looked at the red kitchen wall. "I'm sorry, Brie." She dried her hands with a rag. "I just hated that woman."